this may be our last chance to provide the means of saving civilization from annihilation.
There's much we can learn from each other.
One of those moments in history.
We are all together out on the internet.
Can there be a peace between us?
You were an eyewitness.
The people who grew up with the technology.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
A worldwide broadcasting system.
This is for you, for my way.
Please keep in touch.
This is CyberStation USA, America's unique online experience.
Hi, this is Stephanie Castillo, the filmmaker, inviting you to join me in the Jazz Room with host Joan Watson-Jones, Wednesday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time on the CyberStationUSA.com radio network. Hello, welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson-Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax while we enjoy great jazz. Each week we present the music of independent jazz artists as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. We open with the music of saxophonist Thomas Chapin and his trio, Avant-Garde Jazz Player. Our guest is filmmaker Stephanie J. Castillo, who recently released a documentary on Thomas Chapin titled Nightbird Song. Right now we're listening to Idly from his CD Third Force. Enjoy. Thank you. Welcome to the Jazz Room, Stephanie J. Castillo.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Oh, it's just an interesting thing to hear about Thomas Chapin. And can you tell us about his band first, please?
Yeah, the piece that you heard, Italy, that's Mario Pavone on bass. Mario was with Thomas the whole time he had the trio. And that was Steve Johns on drums. That was Thomas's first drummer. Steve had to leave, and then he was later replaced by Michael Serene. And Italy is a fun song. You can hear the humor. You can hear the joy and the laughter. And Mario says that Thomas was trying to compose big band music for a trio. And that's one of
that's
the things
interesting.
That's kind of funny about it.
Yes. Now, the name of your film is titled Nightbird Song.
That's right.
And it's about the life and times of Thomas Chapin.
That's right.
Now, listening to his music, I did watch your film, by the way, and
Thank
it's just
you.
Fascinating.
Thank you.
But tell us about this person that you chose to create such a brilliant film.
Well, I knew Thomas because he was with my sister. They were together for 10 years, and then they got married before he passed away in 1998. But I really didn't know him. You know, I lived in Hawaii. I was a filmmaker traveling around making films. And Thomas was in New York and Queens with Terry and Jackson Heights. And he was traveling all over the world doing his music with his trio. And every time I'd come to New York, he'd be there or not be there. I would never know because he was traveling so much. I did get to see him play a couple times, but I was not a jazz fan, so I wasn't, you know, really drawn to his music at that time. But Thomas always seemed to me to be full of joy, love to laugh, just very kind to everyone and very present. When he was with you, he was just totally there with you. He wasn't preoccupied. Good thing he didn't have a cell phone in those days. You know, who knows, right?
But
he was characterized as a musician, I feel, by his energy and his playfulness and the humor that he brought, the joy that he brought. So many people talk about his music as being very joyful. Now, not everything was that way. Thomas had a lot of rage and anger also in his music, and it would come out through some of the more avant pieces that he played. He would express that rage that he often felt, some of it coming from childhood, and you know. But so he was sort of a mixed bag in terms of the emotions he was trying to express through his music.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is it that moved you to make a film about him?
Well, he got sick in 1997. I came down with leukemia, a childhood form of leukemia. That's 1997. And I watched him and my sister Terry through their ordeal of this one year where he was getting chemotherapy and he was in the hospital for 3 or 4 months. And then he went into remission and started playing for a bit. And then the leukemia came back and he died February 1998, almost a year to the date that he was diagnosed. And I flew out to be with Terry and after he died, we were driving around listening to the radio, and we were in Providence, Rhode Island, which is where he died. And we picked up a copy of the New York Times, and someone had told us that Thomas's obituary was in the Sunday New York Times. So we found a copy, opened it up, and it was a fairly large obituary with a photo and by Peter Watros in the New York Times, jazz writer at the time. And I read it and I was stunned. I had absolutely no idea of who he was, what he had done, and how much he had done. The fact that he had been with Lionel Hampton, his band manager, and lead alto sax for 6 years.
My goodness.
Had no idea that he, you know, was with Hampton. Trained under Jackie McLean, Paul Jeffries, James Spalding. You know, Thomas had a traditional classic background in jazz, but he could go the whole spectrum of jazz, including the avant free jazz style. And when I read that, I just thought, wow, what a fascinating person. I don't really know him except by this obituary. Maybe one day I'll look into making a film about him. And so 12 years after that, I said to Terry, my sister and his wife, I said, if there's going to be a film about him, it needs to be done now because people's memories are going to start fading. And so I started working on the film in 2012. And my first thing was to ask people, does Thomas Chapin deserve a film? You know? And all the people that I asked, his promoters, press people, the musicians who played with him, his family members, they all said, absolutely, Thomas Chapin deserves a film. And then I said, well, tell me why. And their answers are in the film.
Yes, they are, because I watched the film. And just so people know, the film is titled Night Bird Song, which is the title tune of one of his compositions.
Right.
We'll hear that later in the show. But yes, he did have such a... In listening to you tell about his personality, I could hear all that just in that opening piece.
Yes.
Just in that opening piece, you could hear all those things. So, how much of his personality do you think really worked into his music? Do you think it was all of it? Most of it?
I think a great deal of it worked into his music because it was self-expression. He was trying to describe what he was feeling. And, you know, he made 16 CDs.
Well, I guess what I'm asking is you knew him as your brother-in-law.
Yes.
And you just knew him as this person.
Right.
So when you got to hear his music, how much of his person did you hear in his music?
Well, you know, I don't think my ears were attuned at the time that I was hearing him. I don't think I knew how to listen to him. And it was really only in the making of the film, and because it's a musical film, a musical biography, I had to listen to his music. His music had to dictate to me the story, the form that it was going to take. What I got out of his music was there's tremendous energy, and everybody talks about Thomas's energy. And so I said, the film has to have that. The film has to be driven by his energy. And of course, it's in the music, so that wasn't hard to
find
the expression of Thomas's energy because it was in the music.
And it does, and it does. All right, now we're going to take a listen to another piece of music, Cora Cora, from his CD, You Don't Know Me, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Wow. Yes,
we
wow.
did that together.
Yeah.
That was really fun. Yeah. So where did Thomas Chapin get this influence?
You know, he loved Africa. He'd gone to Africa a couple times. He fell in love with the people and the culture. And on this particular album from You Don't Know Me is the name of the album on the Arabesque label, this song is Kura Kura. And it's one of several songs or tunes that Thomas wrote after a visit to Africa.
Okay, well, I just want to let everybody know you are in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. And we're talking with filmmaker Stephanie J. Castillo about her documentary on saxophonist Thomas Chapin titled Nightbird Song.
Now, and I forgot to add, Joan, that this was in post-bop style.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's very rare. You can't find too many, well, you won't find, but two CDs of Thomas playing post-bop.
Interesting.
That's the only two from Arabesque Records.
Okay. Now, what's the hardest thing to accomplish when producing a film like Nightbird Song?
Well, the fact that Thomas was an unknown. Even in the world of jazz, he was not known to a lot of people. He was known in his circle of jazz. But outside of the world of jazz, of course, he was not known. He died in 1998. And to bring him, you know, current, to have him and his music come alive, the wonderful thing is that his music is timeless. And so it doesn't sound dated. In fact, it sounds like it was composed today, I am told by other people and musicians, that it sounds like whatever Thomas was playing back in the 90s could have been composed today. That's how current, and they say it was because he was ahead of his time, and he was creating sounds and pushing the music beyond to the point where what he played sounds like it could have been played today.
Yes, yes. Now, how long did it take you to complete this film?
It took me, I worked on it for 4 years. I completed it after 4 years of nothing but doing this film.
Gosh.
It was full time for me. And now I'm in my fifth year, and I'm showing it and seeking worldwide distribution for it.
Okay. Now, how can people find out more about the film?
I have a website. They can go to www.thomaschapinfilm.com. If they would like a copy of the film, we are asking a $30 donation at www.thomaschapin.com. That's thomaschapin.com. And that's his legacy website. And you can, for a $30 donation, get a copy of the film, because we've yet to get it out there in DVD form. That's how we're releasing it right now.
Okay. Sounds good. And we have permission. Can you tell us about the company that gave us permission to play the music today?
Yes, this is Thomas's Legacy, a nonprofit. Akasha Inc. has given us permission to use these songs today, which was, you know, such a great, great thing to hear the music again. I don't get tired of it.
Well, please tell Akasha Inc. I say thank you very much for their permission.
I sure will.
Thank you so much. And thank you for spending time with us in the Jazz Room. And we're going to listen right now, Stephanie, we're going to listen to Nightbird Song. And it was a CD titled what, Nightbird Song?
Nightbird Song.
Thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We've come to the end of another show. Thank you for spending time here with us in the Jazz Room. We love hearing from you. You can now find the Jazz Room on Twitter at Ms. Jazz Kitty, or you may email me through the Jazz Room page of my website, JoanWatsonJones.com. Until next time, you've been in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.
The opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple. Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
Future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.